بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد Now brothers and sisters, this will probably get called my Corona series, but there are two or three very important things that I thought I must mention in our Fajr reminders. I'm going to do them one reminder, one point at a time, inshallah, so it doesn't get too long. Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. I'm 64 years old, and in my 64 years of life, I've seen a lot of things. I've seen epidemics, I've seen all kinds of situations of great danger, including those in which I was exposed to danger personally, meaning life and death situations, and there were more than one. I can recall two or three different situations, but never have I seen what I'm seeing today, which is the pandemic of COVID-19, coronavirus, novel coronavirus. Now, what am I actually seeing? As I'm sure many of you have heard the khutbah, the difference between looking and seeing. I'm talking about seeing, I'm not talking about looking. When I look, I see pandemonium, I see panic, I see people fighting over toilet paper. And why toilet paper? I've never understood it anyway. I see all kinds of things. I see one person just coughing, and not because he was sick. Maybe it's an allergy, maybe just something got in his throat or something. And then he gets beaten up because he coughed. All kinds of completely irrational behavior. May Allah protect us from ourselves. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about looking. This is what I do when I'm looking. I'm talking about seeing. What are we actually seeing when we look at all these things? My brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we see with our knowledge. We see with our intellect. We see with the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu gave us, and which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us. So what are we seeing? We are seeing, in my view, the physical manifestation of the promise of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised when he said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in Surah Al-Baqarah promised us something. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ The lamb of emphasis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we will test you. We will surely test you. With what? مِنَ الْخَوْفِ With fear. وَالْجُوعِ With hunger. وَالنَّخْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ And with the destruction and loss in your wealth. وَالْأَنْفُسِ In yourselves. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ In your families, in your children. Surely we will test you. Now, this coronavirus, there are many kinds of ways in which tests come. For example, a person might live in a place where there's an earthquake and his house collapses. But before the earthquake came, the person had no fear because he didn't know it was coming. It just suddenly hit him in the middle of the night. He was fast asleep. He was fast asleep in perfect comfort, totally content with life, and suddenly the roof fell on his head. I mean, literally, it's like that. So when he wakes up, he comes out of his house and his house has collapsed. So at that point in time, he's not afraid. He was not afraid. So fear was not there. The loss that happened to him was in terms of his wealth. part of his wealth, whatever was in the house, maybe some of that stuff got destroyed. Not everything doesn't get destroyed. Maybe somebody in his family was in the house. Maybe they got injured. Maybe he got injured. So there are some losses. But if the guy had a portfolio, a share portfolio worth $1 billion, that's intact. If he had money, gold, whatever in his bank, that's intact. Right? Now, whatever food was in his house, he couldn't get it. But if he goes to a store, especially if he goes to a store outside the immediate area which is hit by the earthquake, he will get food. This coronavirus, on the other hand, in my view, covers all these five tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to test us with simultaneously. There is fear, there's palpable fear in the whole world. Flights are canceled, people have canceled their travel plans. We have canceled our travel plans. Alhamdulillah, I know in my heart it's not for fear of dying or anything like that. We canceled our travel plans because of fear of disruption of travel, of fear of infection. And because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are in a place which is contaminated, where there is a plague or where there is an epidemic or a pandemic, then he said, don't leave the place and go somewhere else. So all of these things put together. Well, whereas, I mean, today even to say don't leave the place and go somewhere else really doesn't apply because it's everywhere. But anyway, so the point I'm making is that there is a general atmosphere of fear. Hunger. There is not immediately there is no hunger, but there is fear of hunger. And that's why stores are getting empty. That's why people are just panic buying. I mean, this toilet paper buying, for example, people are fighting over toilet paper in Australia and America and other places, is really panic buying. I mean, the toilet paper has nothing to do with it. It's just panic buying which is happening. So naqsi min al-amwal, which is a khawf wal-jur, wa naqsi min al-amwal. See what's happened to the stock markets. See what's happened to global stock markets. Complete collapse of, rapid collapse of stock markets. Also, this brings to the fore the problem with our financial system, which is based on debt. This is what literally, when we say it's a house of cards, there's nothing more, visible than that. Chesapeake, this morning, Dr. Ali was telling me, Chesapeake Utility Company, which is one of the largest utility companies in the United States, the share is now selling at 15 cents to the dollar. Now imagine, what does that have to do with coronavirus? But it has to do with it, because thanks to the low interest rates which were prevalent before this, companies have issued bonds and borrowed heavily, and now when these kinds of things happen, everything collapses. So there is collapse of the financial markets. People's share portfolios and their savings, they have if not been wiped out, then they have been hugely negatively impacted. So naqsi min al-amwal wal anfus, of course, loss to yourself, meaning infection, disease. I have no intention of spreading panic anywhere, but my guess is that given our technology, for example, if there is one primary person on a plane, if there's one person on the plane, on one plane with an infection, by the end of the flight, everyone on that plane has been exposed. Now, whether those people actually contract the infection or not, wallahu alam, and we'll come to that. But definitely, they have every single person on that plane, from the pilot to the crew member to every passenger, has been exposed to coronavirus if there was one person on the plane. Now, you might say, well, you know, if there was one person, he would have been detected. The problem with this virus is that for anything between 10 to 15 days before There's a period of 10 to 15 days before you even show the symptoms. So the individual himself or herself is not even aware that they are primary carriers, that they have been infected, that they are infecting others. They don't even know that. By the time they know that, by the time the symptoms get manifested and they are detected, they have already infected, depending on what they were doing, especially with traveling, they could have infected quite literally hundreds of thousands of people. Take our architecture today, take our building design. We design major massive offices of tens of stories completely without windows. I mean, it's not even a question of saying, open your window, breathe some fresh air. There is no fresh air. There is no window in the building. The building is like a steel box, a steel and glass and concrete box. And the whole building is climate controlled, which means shared ventilation. Now, there is one person, two people in that building who walk in with primary infection, and in a period of time, every single person in that building would have been exposed to the virus, including the courier or post office boy who walks in there for 5 minutes, the pizza delivery guy who walks in there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes to deliver a pizza or a letter is also infected. In countries like the poorer countries, for example, take India, take Nigeria, take many of the African countries, take most of the South Asian countries. How many of you in India, for example, because I'm Indian, let me talk about my personal experience. How many of us even know where our servants stay? How many of us have been to the home of one of our servants? How many of us are aware of the level of hygiene that is practiced in our servants' homes? Though even if you are staying in a five-star, absolutely top-of-the-line five-star hotel in a city, the hotel housekeeping staff, the hotel kitchen staff, whoever is serving you in that hotel is not coming from that five-star environment. They are coming in literally in Mumbai. There are people living in Dharavi, in other slums on top of big sewage drains. That's where they are coming to serve you in your hotel. So if somebody is telling me that they are not exposed to this virus, then I ask them, what are they smoking? You know, give me the dagga. Let me also smoke with you, because there is no other way that I can believe that people are living in all of these countries and they are completely free of the virus. This is cuckoo land, right? This is cuckoo land. The point is that anfus, so infection to yourself, anfusi was sabarat, and to your children and family, I guess the thing covers all of that. So this is the first time in my life that I have seen a situation which draws me to this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test us. Now, let us look at, so let's reflect on this. I'll come to this, to the solution of this, inshallah, in the second Fajr reminder. I don't want to go beyond my 15-minute limit on this. Just think about it. Just reflect on this. As I told you, my idea is not to spread any panic, but this is the reality. One of the ways of resilience is to face the brutal facts, not to look at them through rose-tinted glasses. So anyone who's offended with me, who's angry with me because I'm stating the facts, well, you know, go sing to the moon. Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm only stating the facts. I haven't even talked about congregations. I haven't talked about Jumu'ah. I haven't talked about prayer congregations. I've not talked about temples. I've not talked about churches and synagogues where people collect together to pray, where people share food, where people share ventilation, where people are in close contact with one another, in masajid. You know, I mean, all of this. I mean, I don't want to go, and of course, obviously, all the malls and the cinema theaters and whatnot. I'm not going into all of those details, but my point is, reflect on this and on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he said, وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصِ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand his kalam and to take sustenance from it and succor from it and to take strength from it to face the calamities that come with complete and total yaqeen that لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا. O Allah, there is nothing which can, there is no ease except where you give us ease. And we ask you for ease. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the evil of whatever he created. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الرحيم.